From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Dollar store workers want better pay and work conditions. They're fired up by a labor movement that's led to big union victories at places like Starbucks and Amazon. Workers at one Dollar General in Louisiana are also organizing, but they do not want to call it a union. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom explains why.
Around 2017, Anthony Jackson found himself in a typical spot for a college student. His financial aid was running short and he needed a job.
Hey, I'll go work at the dollar store. Not too bad. You ring people up, you stock the shelves. Boy, was I in for a rude awakening.
Jackson says both the bathroom and AC were broken at a New Orleans Dollar General he worked at. It was also dangerous, like the time he caught someone shoplifting underwear.
I remember saying, hey, stop. And he raised his shirt up and he had his gun.
Dollar stores have expanded across the country, especially in the South, and complaints about work conditions and safety have grown with them. David Williams had similar experiences at a different New Orleans Dollar General. He still likes the job, but if he's going to be working that hard, he wants a lot more money. He did recently get a raise from $8.25 an hour to $9.25.
I'm like, what am I going to do with this? Like, I can't take care of myself like this, or even the possibility of even having a family to take care of something like this. This is pretty much like a slap in the face.
So Williams got involved with Step Up Louisiana. They're a group organizing dollar store workers in the state. Williams has been recruiting other workers to join up and knows by now how those conversations usually start.
The first thing they ask us is, are you a union? And we tell them flat out, no, we're not a union.
A lot of the talk around the current labor movement focuses on union elections and victories. But experts say the movement has always included plenty of groups pushing for workers' rights without relying on unionizing. Mentioning unions in the South can be a non-starter. Despite the current union hype, membership was tied for a record low in the country last year, and especially low in southern states. Williams says the people he's recruiting usually relax after he puts aside the U word.
Once the word union is unfearful and it's out the way, that's when we all get together, come up with a plan, and figure out how we're going to fight this.
Anthony Jackson since graduated from college, and now he's an organizer in training with Step Up. The group supports unions, but they say they're not a union. They used a more palatable term, organization.
Organization is better. I've seen it be more smoother because we don't know people's assumptions of what a union may be.
What do you see as the difference between those two things?
That's a tough question. Play on words, to be honest.
Okay, yes. Semantics is a big part of the difference. Though unions do have one big advantage over other labor groups, collective bargaining. Basically, once workers vote to unionize, employers are required by law to negotiate with the union in good faith. But getting to that point means winning an election, which can take years. And good faith leaves a lot of wiggle room for those negotiations to drag on for even longer. Other labor groups rely on tactics that don't have the same legal support, but can provide faster results, like going straight to the media.
April 26, 2020. Written by Kenya Slaughter, myself.
Kenya Slaughter works at a Dollar General in Alexandria, Louisiana. During the pandemic, Step Up Louisiana helped her get an op-ed she wrote published by the New York Times.
I've been working at Dollar General here for more than 2 years. My manager is wonderful and I have a great relationship with my customers. But when I took this job, I never planned to become a worker on the front line of a pandemic. I closed the register.
Slaughter called out Dollar General for not providing workers with protective equipment like masks and plexiglass in front of cash registers. After the op-ed went out, Slaughter says the company quickly sent out the gear.
Did not need a union to get that done, and it got done expeditiously. They sent us an overflow, especially my store, because I was there. I had all type of people calling my phone trying to see what they could do.
Other tactics labor groups rely on include petitions, pressuring politicians, and protesting. Step Up did just that outside a Dollar General shareholder meeting last May. The protesters brought orange banners, picket signs demanding safer stores, and a New Orleans second line band. Now, other changes have been slow coming since Slaughter's 2020 op-ed, and she's not ruling out pushing for a union someday. But a union is a tool, not an end goal, and she says now's not the right time.
I won't say that I hope that we end up a union. Ultimately, I just want what's right.
For her, that means better scheduling, more security, and at least $15 an hour. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.